page Chaf, at the Mishnah, middle of the page, right where the lines get wide. Okay, the Gemara over here is, and we said this is a much different type of Gemara. The Gemara over here is going to talk about shaving, cutting your beards, cutting your payas, making bald spots that they used to rip out here, you know, for the dead people, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah says, HaKareach Karcha Bereishai, if somebody makes a bald spot on their head for mourning for a dead person, or HaMakif Pa'as Reishai, Makif literally means he rounds off, because if you cut off your payas completely, so it's like rounds, because the payas connect the hair and the beard. So if you cut this off, the payas is basically like the head's round. There's no more. Well, we'll see more in the Gemara. But anyway, a person used to scratch themselves. These are all old customs that used to go on by the goyim. That if somebody died, they used to scratch their hand, make a scratch in their hand. They used to make bald spots in the hair for as a sign of mourning for somebody who passed away. So whoever does these things, chayiv. Whether you make a bald spot, whether you cut the payas of your head, whether you cut your beard, destroy the corner of the beard, or whether you scratch, you know, for a dead person, all these times you chayiv malchus, because it's a negative commandment, plus it's a negative mitzvah, you're doing an action, so you get malchus. Now, what happens? What happens if five people died, and a guy made one scratch for all five people that died? He made one scratch, but he had in mind for five people. Or a guy scratches himself five times for one person that died. So then the din is, he's chayv for every scratch. Well, by the way, in the first case, it would mean, even though it's one scratch for five people, it'd still be considered as if you made five scratches. Because, the bottom line, you did it for five people. Then he says as follows.
Al Arosh, who are you talking about? He says, who's the he you're talking about?
He, the Mishnah. Oh. Now, Sarat Srita Achas, I'm sorry, Sarat, I went backwards. Al Arosh, what happens if somebody, now there's two things in that, cutting your payas and cutting your beard. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, what happens if you cut your payas? So there's two payas, right? So then the Mishnah says, Al Arosh Shtayim. For the head, meaning if you destroy your payas completely, so because the Torah says, Sakiful Pa'asra Yishchem, and there's two sides of the head, this side and this side, so then you'd be chayiv two malchus. Alazokin for the beard, Shtayim Mikan, V'achas Mumate. You get five Avedis for cutting your beard. Now we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what this means. The simple meaning is if you use a razor to cut, to shave, so then you get five Avedis, because the Torah says, V'leisa kifu pa'as sikonecho, the corners of your beard. And the Gemara is going to explain later in a few pages what this, that there's five corners in the beard. There's a big argument in Halacha, but the simple, so to speak, accepted one, even though there's two opinions in the Rishonim.
Do you mean a nevaira? You're saying avaira.
Avaira. There's no nevaira, it's avaira.
Is that the word you're using for a sin?
Yeah.
Use Nevera.
No, Avera. No, Nevera. A Nevela, maybe, a dead carcass. That carcass, it's Avera, Avera. No.
You didn't hear straight. Wrong.
It's Avera. Avera. An Avera. In Yiddish, they said An Avera. So it sounded like Avera. It's Avera. Avera means no. The word in the Torah. Avera is Over. You transgress a sin. Okay, so it says on the beard, there's five places. Here, here, and here. So somebody would shave the head with a razor, because that's the real, according to all opinions, which is biblically forbidden. So then you get five Avedis. So if you cut the two payas, the Torah says don't cut the corners of your head. The corners of your head is this and this, right, where the temples are. So if you cut the two payas with a razor, you get two Avedis. So you get double Malchus, double times 39. If you cut your beard with a razor, so there's five corners, and the Gemara is going to explain later what the five corners are, so you also get five Lavim.
All right, Rabbi, let me stop you right. Was there ever a table for how many Avedis and Avedis you got, and then what did you pay? What was the price you paid? you know, the, you got
called Gehenim.
What's that?
Gehenim.
For how many?
For how many years?
No.
How many averus?
Plenty.
How many?
There's 365 negative commandments. Okay, let's go through it. So he says, for the beard you get 5 malchus. Rabbi Eliezer says, imnitlu kulam ka'achas, what happens if with one shot, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means, with one shot, you took off all the things, with one action, you took off all the sides of the beard, so then, eina chayev ala achas. You're only chayev if you did it for one aveda, because it was one action. Meaning, when is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is explaining itself. When do we say that if you cut the beard, you get 5 sins? That's if you did 5 different actions. I mean, you cut this side and cut this side and cut this side and then cut. But if you did one action that cut all 5 corners, so it was one action, so you only get one malchus. Now that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. But the Chachamim hold the first opinion in the Mishnah that even if you cut it with one shot, you still get 5 avedas because it's still 5 different corners. Now the next din, the Tanakhama says, he's only chayev when he shaves it with a razor. Now there's an argument amongst the Rishonim, like the Rosh learns, this is only referring to the beard, not the payas. According to the Rosh, if you take a scissors and cut off your payas, it's also chayev. The Rosh says this only refers to when the Mishnah says, you're only chayev if you do it with a razor, refers only to the beard. The Rambam learns, beard or payas. If you do it with a razor, only with the razor, you chayiv 5 lavin. Now, Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, afilu lakto b'malakit, even if you did it with like a tweezers or b'dihitni or with type of a plane, there's various types of, not only a razor, instruments. Some people, like he brings on over here, some people says it's a tweezers, some people say it's the type of a plane, just a machine that straightens, you know, levels things out. So Rabbi Eliezer says, any way you cut it, you'd be chayiv. The Chachamim hold, only with a razor.
Are you going to remember that?
So now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan learnt. That's the end of the Mishnah.
No wonder you know.
So basically, basically the Mishnah says, if you make a bald spot for a dead person, the Torah says you're not allowed to, you get chayiv. But then it goes into the whole Indian of cutting the payas, cutting the beard, you know, that you get the 5 or the 2 averus. So now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon, the Rabbanon learned, the Gemara is basically going to learn out now on the first part of the Mishnah, where do we learn out about making a bald spot for a dead person on the head that you're chayiv. And the Gemara is also going to discuss what is called a bald spot. Is it like, pull out 2 hairs, is that a bald spot? Or does it have to be very noticeable that it's a bald spot? Or does it be a little noticeable it's a bald spot? Yeah. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Rabbanan learned. It says in the Torah, now there's 2 psukim, just to keep in mind. There's 1 pasuk by Kohanim that says by Kohanim they can never make a bald spot. That means they can't, for any reason. The Torah says, Liyikruchu Karcha Bereshim. In Parshas Emer, when it speaks about the mitzvahs that a Kohen can't marry a grusha, Kohen can't marry this, you know, who a Kohen could marry, cannot marry. So over there it says, Liyikruchu Karcha Bereshim, they cannot make a bald spot on the head. Not only for a dead person. Anytime a Kohen decides to make a bald spot, it's forbidden. What?
So how come when they made them Kohanim, they had to shave?
Not the Kohanim, the Levium. Okay. Kohanim not. The Levium had to shave.
Does that hold for a...
Once only.
Kohen's daughter, she can't marry anybody either?
Yes, she could.
Oh, she could?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder my wife married me.
Oh, no. The Yikrucho, Yocha, Phil, Kerchaber, Vachamisha, Kriches. The Torah says as follows. The Yikruchu Karcha Bereshim. If you translate it literally means don't bald a bald spot on your head. Don't bald a bald spot on your head.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it says Yachol Afilo Karachar Bevachamish Kriches. I would think that even if a guy made 5 different bald spots on his head, Lo Yechayiv Alachas, he would only be chayiv 1 time. Does Talmud Lerma, the Torah says, Lo Yikruchu Karcha. It's a double expression. Don't bald a bald spot. The Torah could have said, don't bald yourself. Why does the Torah say don't bald a bald spot? So the extra word is teaching us that if you make five bald spots, you get five Avedas. For each bald spot that you make on the head, you get another Aveda.
I didn't make this, Rabbi.
I know, that's why you're not going to get whipped. L'chayev al karcha, karcha v'karcha. Let us learn, come on. To teach us that for every time you bald, every bald spot you make, you're chayev. So now the Gemara says, but why does the Torah have to say, don't make a bald spot on your head? Where else would you make a bald spot? I mean, you know, why is the word bereishim l'chayit is extra? So it says, the fish and amar, because it says in another pasuk, by yol yidin. Don't gash yourself. In the olden times, when somebody died, people would gash themselves, make holes in their body, you know, cause bleeding, and they would bald themselves, and they would make scratches upon themselves. That was the goyish way of mourning over a dead body. So now the Gemara is going away from the pasuk of Koyanim and going to the pasuk of balding by every yid. So it says, because it says in another pasuk, Leit is gated, though you should not gash yourself. You should not make a bald spot between your eyes. In the olden times, they used to make a bald spot between the eyes. So it says, I would think you'd only be chayiv when you do it between the eyes. Because that's what the Torah says. Don't make a bald spot between your eyes. From where do I learn that you can't make a bald spot anywhere on your head? Talmud Leimer, so it says, by koyanim, bereisham, anywhere in the head, lerabis kol harosh, to include all the head. What the Gemara is doing over here, and the Gemara is going to explain it more, the Torah is taking two psukim of balding. One is a koyanim for anybody, and then there's a Jew for a dead body. That means it's only forbidden for a Jew to bald themselves in mourning over a dead body. If a Jew decided for style to bald himself, there's nothing wrong with it. A koyan can't do it under any circumstance. Okay? So now, by a kainim it says, l'yikruchu karcha b'reisham. Don't make a bald spot, don't bald a bald spot on your head. Now, why does it say double balding? To teach me that if you make five bald spots, you get five avedas. And therefore you get whipped five times. Then it says, why does it say b'reisham on your head? That's the normal place, making a bald spot on your head. Where else are you going to make a bald spot? So the Gemara says, okay, you know what the word bereishim is teaching us? Not for something by koyhanim, but by something for all yidn. That it says, and by a yid, you're not allowed to make a bald spot between your eyes for a dead person. So the Gemara said, how do I know that you're not allowed to make a bald spot on your head, anywhere on the head? So there's an extra word by koyhanim that says bereishim. And that teaches us anywhere on the head. So therefore, it teaches us by a Yisrael, anywhere on the head. But the Gemara says, V'ein li'al ha-koyanim, maybe this is only by a koyan, anywhere on the head. Sharibu behem ha-kosiv mitzvahs, you say this because the Torah gave him extra mitzvahs. So maybe only a koyan cannot make it anywhere on the head. But Yisrael minayin, how do I know a yid, a regular yid who's not a koyan, can also not make a bald spot anywhere on the head? A Jew. A yid, a Jew.
You didn't know that?
No.
You know what a yid was?
No.
Oh my God. He knew that.
Yiddish. No, yid is Yiddish. A yid is Yiddish. It's a Yiddish word for a Jew.
Yid is a Jew.
I don't know. In the Megillah, they're called Yehudi. Okay. So it says, you saw me, now how do I know a regular Jew is liable for making a bald spot? Because the word bereisham is only said by koyhanim. How do I know it refers by yamichu? So it says, namalahal and karcha. By a Jew it says the word karcha. V'namalahal, and by koyhanim it says karcha, also the same word. And we will have what's called a gzeder shava. Here it says karcha, there it says karcha, so we liken the two dinam one to a next. So malahal, and just in the case of a koyhan. Chayev al karcha v'karcha is chayev for any bald spot, no matter where it is, or if you do five, you get five avedas. And also, v'chayev al rosh kebeinu einayim, just by your kain, you chayev on anywhere in the head. Just it would be chayev for anywhere between the eyes. Avkan, the same thing by a regular yid, by a regular Jew. Chayev al kol karcha v'kacha. Anytime you make five bald spots, you get five avedas. V'chayev al reish kabeinu einayim. And you chayev anywhere on the head, just like you would be between the eyes. Umala halan alames. And just like a Jew is only when it's bald spot for a dead person, afkan alames. The same thing a kohen could also do it. Only it's also forbidden only for a mess. One second. The Gemara is changing what it said before. Before, the Gemara was saying a kohen can't do it under any circumstance. Now the Gemara is learning out, we're likening both dinim to the one to the next. So we're taking all the dinim and mixing them together. By a kohen it says, if you make five bald spots, you chayiv five times. By a kohen it says, you make it anywhere on the head, you chayiv. By a Yisrael, by a regular Jew, it says, it's only chayiv when you do it for a dead person. So we liken both things together, because here it says karcha, there it says karcha. So it's the same word in both places. So therefore, both dinim, both psukim have the same din. So bottom line of the whole halacha is, anywhere on the head, for each one you do, you get another aveda, and it's only when you do it for over a dead body, for a dead person.
Rabbi, I look around me.
No, make it fast.
No, I'm serious now.
Okay.
And take the young man there. He shaves off his hair and he creates a bald spot. But very quickly, the hair are going to grow back. He doesn't have a bald spot.
Doesn't create a bald spot.
He can't, what?
Why does he have a bald spot?
No, I'm saying.
No, they used to rip out the hair.
It'll grow back.
So what? You're not allowed to do it, even if it's going to grow back. If you rip it out as a sign of mourning over a dead person...
Despite the fact that it grows back.
Because you're not supposed to afflict your body?
No, because if you do it not for a dead person, you don't get a sin.
It's a fart.
Yeah. No.
Because
that was the way Goyim did it. And in fact, it's interesting. You see from this Mishnah, in fact, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he discusses this law of shaving the beard and the payas, the Rambam adds, not. I don't even remember if he says so in the big book Rambam, but in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, why did the Torah forbid you? Like this, you think it's a chok. It's an illogical thing. The Torah says, don't shave with a razor, yeah? The Rambam explains because that's what the Goyish priest used to do in the olden times. So it was the way of Goyim. And if it was the way of Goyim, the Torah says, chukiseyem leiseleichu, we don't want you to follow in the ways of the Goyim. And in fact, the Rambam says another interesting thing. The Rambam says, shatneis, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to wear wool and linen together, shatneis, because that's what the Goyish priest used to wear. I mean, the Rambam says, you know, the Rambam makes it like not such a chok anymore. If that's the way the Goyim dress, so the Rambam says, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do it. Shatnez is always looked upon as, you know, a real chayk. Wool and linen, wool is kosher, linen is kosher, you put them together to become treif. The Rambam learns because that's the way the Goyim used to dress. The Kohanim, the Galachim, the priests used to dress like that, and therefore it's forbidden. And the fact that the Mishnah puts them all together, you know, the bald spots, and there was the Chukas HaGoy. So it wasn't a chayk, it was a form of a logical thing. The Torah says, you don't mourn over a dead person, like the Goy, you mourn over that dead people. Why not? It's a very logical thing also. Because a Jew believes that there's an afterlife, that the Neshama goes to Gan Eden. Okay? So when a person dies, it's explained in Sfarim, the world looks at death as a complete end. That's it. It's over. Finished. You know, you're gone. Finished. Torah looks at as death as a beginning of a higher form of life. Because until now, the neshama was in the body, was restricted and limited, and the body caused it to sin or whatever. So now the body leaves. So it's a graduation, so to speak, from a lower level to a higher level of the neshama, being in a higher level than it was before. So the Torah says, I don't want you to mourn like the Goyim mourn over their dead bodies. Because by ripping out your hair and you're showing, it's like, that's over, that's finished. You know, that's it, it's gone. And the Torah says, it's not gone. And that's why, by the way, it's explained in Sfarim. I know somebody once, the Rebbe wanted to be Menachem Avil once, his brother-in-law was sitting Shiva. The Rebbe's brother-in-law was sitting Shiva. I happened to be in the room then when the Rebbe came in. And his brother-in-law asked the Rebbe a question that if everything is Hashkocha Pratus, everything is divine providence. Plus the fact that the neshama goes to a higher level, so why is there shiva? Why is there mourning? I mean, on the contrary, a person should accept what God does, especially for the deceased. It's the neshama goes to a higher level. It's at peace, you know, the Elam HaEmes, the world of truth. So the Rebbe explained that the concept of Avelus is not for the deceased. The deceased is in a higher level. The concept of mourning, shiva, shleishim, the year, whatever it is for the people that remain alive, for their family that remains alive, that they should become aware that just like this person died, it means we also are not going to live forever, so you better start doing mitzvahs. But it's not for the deceased. So therefore, the Torah says, you're going to start tripping out here, you're going to start scratching yourself, and you're making scratches, so the Torah says that you're denying, first of all, what Hashem does is for the good, and second of all, you're also denying the fact that there's an afterworld, with afterlife and the Gan Eden and so on. What?
So, I'm just wondering, we say Kaddish for 11 months, I mean that's an awful long time, why don't we just say it for a month or two?
No, because a Rasha, the Gemara says, why do we say Kaddish 11 months, not 12? Mourning is 12 months. Yeah, because it says, a Rasha, max, except there's few, Yashka's burning it, this guy, Tita's, a few people, exceptional people, the Gemara says, are still burning. But as a rule, the Gemara says, a Rasha burns in Gehenim 12 months. When you say Kaddish, it protects the person from Gehenim. But so therefore you want to say Kaddish for the year, that in case they're being punished, whatever it is in Gehenim, the Kaddish protects them. But you don't want to say, yeah, my father or mother were a Russia, so I'm saying Kaddish for them in 12 months. It's disrespectful to make your parent into a Russia that's saying Kaddish for 12 months. So therefore, Ashkenazic Jews at least stop after 11. You know what I mean? As if to show they're not a Russia, we're never saying they're a Russia, and we're saying Kaddish for 11 months. And the Rebbe takes it even a step. There's a letter from the Rebbe, an interesting quote. It quotes basically to Zayar, that our custom is to say 16, a mourner says 16 Kaddishim a day. If you figure out the Kaddish before davening, and if you daven for the Yomid, you have before your Shtabach, and Tiskav, I mean the various Kaddishim. You say 16 Kaddishim a day. Because it says in the Zayar, that Kaddish protects a neshama for an hour and a half. This is what it says in the Zohar. Zohar says Kaddish protects the person from Gehenna an hour and a half per Kaddish. So if you have 16 Kaddishim times one and a half is 24 hours a day protection. No, that's the reason why you say that many Kaddishim. By yard side, it's a different story. So Lochera, why do we say it? We're getting off the topic a little bit. But why do you say Kaddish and 20 years later, you say Kaddish for somebody, they're already out of Gehenim. They're in Gan Eden. So that's a different style completely. The concept of Kaddish on a yard site is because on a yard site, even though the Gemara says, Tzadikim ein lehem menucha lo bolam azeh velo bolam abo. Shenemer yelchu michay lochayu. The Gemara says, Tzadikim have no peace, not in this world, not in the world to come. Because even in Gan Eden, the neshama keeps going a little bit higher. You know, keeps going higher. On the yard site, the neshama gives a jump higher. It's not a gradual ascent, it's a jump higher. So the purpose of Kaddish on the yard site is to help the jump. It's not to save him from Gehenna because they're already long out of Gehenna. It's to help the neshama jump from one level of Gan Eden to a much higher level of Gan Eden. That's what Kaddish does. It's similar to a concept, El Moshe Mikveh, has two points to it. If you're Tomei, you go to the mikveh, it removes the Tumah. Right? But then you have people go to the mikveh even if they're not Tomei. They still go to the mikveh. Because there's a second aspect of mikveh that it makes you purer. In other words, mikveh removes impurity, but even if not, Moshe says, very simple. The Kohen Gadol, give you an example, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went 5 times to the mikveh. Kohen Gadol didn't become Tomei on Yom Kippur. The whole thing, they kept him up all night. He shouldn't even fall asleep, the Mishnah says in Yuma. So Kohen Gadol didn't become Tomei 5 times on Yom Kippur. What's he going to the mikveh 5 times for? So there's a level of mikveh that doesn't remove tumah if you're not tumah, it adds kedusha. So the same thing, so to speak, with kaddish. There's one level of kaddish that removes punishment in Gehenna, and then there's another level of kaddish that to go from kedusha to kedusha in Gan Eden, from level to level, the kaddish helps along. But it's a different level of kaddish. It's a different level of whatever it is.
Rabbi, according to this Rashave, that means that there's no difference between Kohen and Israel.
Correct.
So why need two pasukim?
I don't know.
What? Am I hearing right? You don't know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
When you leave, I'll explain it to him. I don't know. It's a good question. So why do you need... So then why do you need it?
Do you know why my mother-in-law didn't want to let her daughter marry me?
Yeah, I know why.
Why?
Not now. Okay, now the Gemara asks. Now, the Gemara said a statement in the Braisa that if you cut, if you make five bald spots in the head, the Gemara said four or five, you get Chayav Malkus for each one. Okay? That's what the Braisa said. The Braisa said five bald spots is five Malkus. 5 times 39. So the Gemara says, what's the case? What happened over here? So Gemara says, "Hani dalad vehei kriicha sechi dami." How do you have this? What's the case of the four or five bald spots? If you're telling me one after another, and five separate warnings, that means a guy was, you know, we learned already before, you can't get punished if you're not warned. Okay? So if a guy came over, two witnesses came over to the guy, says, they see him about to make a bald spot. They said, no, you're not allowed to, you're going to get whipped. And he does it anyway. Then 2 minutes later, the guy's about to do another one. Two witnesses came again and said to him, hey, boy chick, you're not allowed to do it. You're going to get whipped again. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course. I mean, it's obvious. You're going to get five whips because you did five separate averes and five separate warnings. So the Gemara says, we must say, Ela b'choda hasra. I'll tell you why you need both. I mean, something just came into my head. If the pasuk could only say by Yisrael that no Jews can do it for a mess, it's possible to think that for a Kohen, even if he doesn't do it for a mess, he'd be chayiv. Why? Kohenim were given certain mitzvahs that the Yisrael was not given, that the regular Jew was not given. And therefore, like the Braisa did say this in the middle, the Braisa said, I would think that because Koyanim had Sheribim Amakosis Mitzis Yisaitis, the Koyanim were given extra mitzvahs. So it's like this. If the Pasuk only said by Jews, by regular Jews, don't make bald spots for a dead person, I would think a Koyan can't make a bald spot for anything. Mm-hmm. If the Torah only said by a Koyan, don't make a bald spot for anything, or if the Torah says by a Kohen, don't make a bald spot for a dead person, I would think only Kohenim are not allowed to, but a Yisrael is allowed to. So therefore the Torah has to use both, because I couldn't learn out, without the Karcha, the Zeder Shava, I wouldn't connect the two Dinim, because Kohenim are separate, Kohenim are unique. If Kohenim are unique, maybe the Din only applies to Kohenim and not to a Yisrael. If it says by Yisrael, for a dead body you can't make a bald spot, I would think a Kohen can never do it. So it has to have both. And it teaches us from both, we learn that you can only do it for dead, you know, to make a bald spot for dead people is what's forbidden. Anyway, so the Gemara's question is, what's the case? If a guy make five bald spots with five warnings, of course he chayev five times. Ela b'choda asra. So the Gemara says, no. You know what happened? They gave him one warning, but he did five bald spots. So the Mishnah, the Braisa would learn that he's chayev. Five times. The loch is Yishai, the Braisa says Yishai five bald spots. So Yishai five times Malkus. So the Gemara says, if there was a separate warning between each one, for sure. Pshit. I don't need a Braisa to tell me, it's a simple din all over the Torah. So he's saying it happened, there was only one warning. So the Gemara says, Mi mechayiv, would he be chayiv multiple malchus for one warning? It's not true. Why? But Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah, Nazir shayashay seyayin kol hayayim. It's in the mitzvahs we just learned in the Rambam these days, that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. And if a Nazir drinks wine, he gets whipped. Because the Torah says you're not allowed to drink wine. Now, what happens if a Nazir drank wine a whole day? He non-stop drank wine. How many malchuses does he get? So the din is, Eina chayiv ela achas. He gets only one time malchus. He gets whipped once. But what happens, Amrule, what happens if the witnesses kept telling him, Al tishte, don't drink. And he drank. And they told him again, don't drink, and he drank again. He's chayiv malchus for each one. So what do you see from there? One warning is one malchus, even for a whole day's drinking wine. And if you warned them separately, then you get malchus for each one. So the Gemara says, if there was one warning, and the guy made five bald spots, he should only be chayiv once malchus, just like a nazir. The nazir was warned, don't drink wine, and he drinks wine a whole day. So what the Mishnah says, he only gets one time malchus. Because you can only get one per warning. So how could we say over here that if a guy was warned once and he made five bald spots, he's going to get five malchus? How can he get five malchus?
Because he said, this is five different avera.
Yeah, but he was only warned once.
No. Not in the beard, the bald spot in the head.
Oh,
God, the head bald spot. So it's one avera, it's the same avera. It's not, you're right, that would be taka five. I mean, that wouldn't be a question. You're speaking, what? Really? It's like the word yid, you know.
Boy, that boy has a lot of hair to look.
Yiddish addiction.
Hey, when you take a haircut and a shave next time, save me some hair. Thank you. Rabbi has my phone up.
Okay, so the Gemara answers. This is a very interesting answer the Gemara gives. It's speaking as follows. The Sah Chamesh Etzba'eis of Nasha, they had a cream that used to pull out hair. It was a cream that balded head, hair. He said he stuck his five fingers into the cream and then went like this. So, and created five bald spots.
Oh, was this guy a Kohen?
No. A guy, whatever.
A Jewish guy?
Yeah. A guy can keep balding themselves. Like Tzricha speaking, the Sah Chamesh Etzba'eis of Nasha, here's called this diplatory cream, whatever. It's a cream that, like, you know what, in the olden times. Depilatory, whatever. It's like an acid type of cream. In fact, in many of the yeshivas in Poland and Latvia, they used to do it with acid. People used to shave their beards with acid. Because that's not, according to this Gemara, it's not really forbidden because you're not cutting it. But as far as making a bald spot, doesn't matter how you get the bald spot, as long as you're making a bald spot for a bald spot. So they used to line up and put powder, like this acidy powder on their face, and it would eat up the hair. Mm-hmm. But that's what they used to do. I never tried
product.
It. But
it's a natural product. We had it back home.
That removes hair.
Here they have it, they call it Nair.
Nair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nair.
Now, so therefore the Gemara says as follows. The Havale Hasra Lochol Chodah V'Chodah. Then, when the guy says, don't make a bald spot, and he's doing it with five fingers, at the same time, the warning was going for each finger individually. So therefore, you made five bald spots. So the Gemara's question is, if there was five warnings, so of course you get five malchus. And if there was only one warning, you only get one malchus. So Gemara says here is different. Here is one warning, but five actions simultaneously. Or based on this Gemara, I mean, if a guy would warn you, don't make a bald spot, and the guy did it with two hands, pulled out hair like, he'd be chayv taka twice. Even though there was one warning, but the bottom line of it was that there was two. Okay, now the Gemara says, like we said before, v'kama shir korcha. What's the minimum size of a bald spot? The Torah says you can't make a bald spot for a dead body, right? What's called a bald spot? How much hair? So there's three opinions. Ravuna says, that you tear out enough hair that the skin becomes visible. Meaning, according to Ravuna, it has to be a noticeable bald spot. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says no. In the name of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, kegris, the size of a bean. It has to be the size of a bean. So far there's two opinions. One says a noticeable bald spot, which is obviously more than a bean. And the other opinion says no, is once you take out a bean, the size of a bean of hair, making it a bald spot, it's forbidden. Then, what's wrong? Not as noticeable as if a guy has a whole hair full of hair and they have a little, it's not so noticeable. The Gemara is going to explain it even more. We'll soon see. Ketanoi, this is really an argument of Tanoim, even though it's Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan, which are two Amiroim of the Gemara, but he says really it's an argument in Tanoim. Why? Because it says in the Braise, Kama Shir Korcha, what is considered a size of a bald spot to get you whipped? So one opinion says kigris, like the size of a bean. Other people say that the head becomes visible. So you see that the same argument between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan is really a machlekes of the Tanoim. But then he says, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva says, the truth is, Pligaba Tlosa Tanoi. It's not in the disagreement of two opinions, it's a disagreement of three opinions. What's the three opinions? Chada mekigris, one opinion says the size of a bean. Chada mekideshiyira reshe, that some people say that the head becomes visible, which were the two opinions we learned until now. Vechad amar kishtei sidus, two hairs. And this is a very, strict opinion. Two hairs, you really don't see a bald spot to pull out two hairs from your head. If you pull out two hairs from the head, even though you actually don't even create a bald spot, he holds you also chai for making a bald spot. And then it says, v'ika, and there are certain opinions, the mapik shtei sidus that remove the opinion that says two hairs, and they put in kadasha, a lentil. So there's three opinions. If you take out the two hairs, one is the most lenient opinion is that you see a big noticeable bald spot, and one guy says the size of a bean, and one guy says the size of a lentil. I don't even know which one's bigger. What's bigger, a bean or a lentil?
Bean
is bigger?
Yeah, lentils are very small.
Lentils are small.
Yeah,
okay.
But a typical bean might be smaller than a lentil.
I don't know.
A lentil is much smaller than a black bean.
Doesn't say what type of beans. Spill the beans.
Generally, beans are bigger than
so, lentils. Well, obviously, is one thing. It's not the same size, because then you can't have an argument. So
I put my certificate to make the judgment.
Okay. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, okay, we have three opinions. One is a noticeable bald spot. One says a bean. Then there was an opinion that said two hairs. But then the Gemara says, other people say, no, that opinion doesn't say two hairs. It says the size of a lentil. And this... What are you reading? Which one?
Number 10 at the bottom of the English
one. 10? We're not there yet. 10?
Yeah. One lentil equals 4.
What page is that?
You know what? You have a different Gemara than I do.
Yeah, I have the
Arsenal. No, I also do.
It says on the...
Are you on 20B1? No, my 10 starts, the head is divided into two sections. That's in the next... So you know what? Yours is probably a later version, and therefore you have probably additional notes that I don't have. By the way, the Rishonim say clearly over here that when we're talking about two hairs or a bean or a lentil, That's to get Malkus. But it's forbidden even one hair to pull out to mourn over a dead person. What?
Because they do that, I think. Out of, you know.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to. In other words, it's like, in order to get Malkus for eating chazer, you need to eat a kazayas, an ounce of chazer to get whipped. But even a drop of chazer is biblically forbidden. Like the real chotzi shiur, half of the amount is also biblically forbidden. So Gemara is talking over here, what is the amount to get whipped? So it says bean, lentil, two hairs, whether, you know, but everybody agrees, forgetting Malkus, it's still biblically forbidden even one hair to rip out over a dead person. Any amount would be forbidden to do, and you can't do it. Okay.
So today, what is forbidden to do if somebody wants to make her, you know, bald head?
If somebody wants to what?
No, bald head.
You mean like the chassidim do?
Skinhead.
No, skinhead.
Yeah, but if you leave a little bit of hair, the Gemara is going to discuss how much cold, you know, how much hair do you have to leave. But again, it's only for a mess.
I know, but so that doesn't apply that much here.
No.
You have to have minimum enough to bend over and touch.
Yeah, that's what Gemara is going to talk later.
That's
no, even we'll see about that. Okay, so the Gemara just says, v'simanach, what's this, the hint to it, the sign of it? Because it says in the Mishnah, beheres kegrist, the beheres, which is a type of leprosy, has to be the size of a bean. Umbich, in the healthy spot, the size of a lentil. So you see that one opinion says bean and one opinion says lentil. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the Gemara continues. Tana, we learned in a braisa, this is going now to the dinim of Shabbos. Shabbos, you're also not allowed to pull out hair. Remember we discussed, when we learned the dinim of Shabbos, you're not allowed to pull out hair on Shabbos. With a machine, definitely not. Yeah, gozes, it's shearing wool. So you're not allowed to pull it. This is the wool of a person. You pull out the hair, and Shabbos, you're chayiv. So if you do it with the keli, it's also for the Torah. If you do it with your hand, it's the midrabana. Okay, so it says in the Braisa Tana, we learned that Hanaitul Mali Pli Hazug B'Shabbos, if a person takes out, Pli Hazug means the tip full of a scissors. In other words, when the one cutting of a scissors. And the Shabbos, he's Chayiv. He has to bring a Karbon Chatas for shearing his hair on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, V'kam m'molei pli azug. How much hair is what we just said, pli azug? How much is a scissor tip full? What does it mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, shtayim, two hairs. That means if somebody pulls out of their beard or head or hair on Shabbos, two hairs with the scissors or tweezers or whatever it is, yuchayiv chatos. If you did it intentionally, you get stoned, whatever, but you be chayiv chatos.
Rabbi, I've spent my life among hundreds of thousands of people, Jews and Goyim, and I never saw anyone pull hair out of their heads or their beards.
What do you mean? I pull out hair from my beard always.
No, I never saw you do that. I never saw anybody do that.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
You haven't seen. You need to get stronger glasses, maybe.
No. Even when I had good eyes.
Huh? No, everybody pulls out. There's a story with the Arizal. There's a story with the Arizal. The Arizal once touched his beard on Shabbos with his hand, and he left it there the entire Shabbos because he was afraid if he'd take away his hand, some hair might come out with it.
Well, I didn't see him, obviously.
Yeah, I know. If you'd be 400 years old, if you saw him.
But I saw a lot of rabbis.
Ask him, and you yank your beard, hair comes out here. I just yanked out of hair. You want it? I'll sell it to you.
You're not going to be punished. I know that.
Because it's not Shabbos. If I do that on Shabbos, it's rabbinically forbidden. Okay, so Gemara says, the Gemara asks the Kasha, how could have you to say shtayim, two hairs? It says in the Pasuk, lekarcha, concerning balding a hair, it says shtayim. it says two. Okay? Now, meaning as follows. In the Brais, it says you're not allowed to cut hair on Shabbos. Then later in the Brais, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Brais, but later in the Brais, the Gemara says, and for a bald spot, two hairs. Meaning, the Brais says the following. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to pull out a scissors tipful. And then it says, for bald spot, you're not allowed to pull out two hairs. Now, if Shabbos also meant two hairs, it doesn't sound right. It means Shabbos is one amount, and bald spot is the second amount. For a Shabbos, it's a scissors full, a tip full of a scissors, and for bald spot, it's two hairs. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that a scissors tip full is two hairs? The Braisa says, no, that's for karcha, it's two hairs, for bald spots, which means Shabbos is a different amount. So the Gemara says, no, Emo, what it means, the Braisa means to say, v'chein l'karcha shtayim. Just, not karcha is a different amount, just like Shabbos is two hairs, the same thing, a bald spot. When are you chayef for balding your hair for a dead person is only when there's two hairs out. And the Gemara Taka says, Tanya Nami Hochi. We Taka learn clearly like that in the Braisa, as follows. If somebody pulls out a scissors tip full of hair on Shabbos, chayef yichayef chattas. And then it says in the Braisa, v'kame mole piyazug. How much hair is a scissor tip full, shtayim, two hairs. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Eliezer says, achas, one hair. Belazer says, one hair is chayif. But, and this is interesting, halacha. So there's an argument between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, how much hair do you have to pull out in Shabbos to be chayif? The chachamim say, two hairs, mali piyazug, which is two hairs, and Rabbi Eliezer says, one hair. But the maidim chachamim la Rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, that when are you chayv on Shabbos for pulling out one hair, but malakit levonis miteish chedis, that if you pull out white hair, so you have black hair, and then you know white hair grows, so yank it out, yeah? Mm-hmm. Then the chachamim hold, you'd be chayv on Shabbos even for one hair. Because it's a different, it's a much greater accomplishment than just pulling out two hairs. One second. They hold shu chayiv, he's chayiv. Why? Because one hair then becomes significant. Mm-hmm. In other words, why is two hairs chayiv and Shabbos? Because that's a significant amount of hair. But when you're doing it for a specific purpose, that you want to look younger, and so one hair is also significant. And therefore, if you pull out a white hair from black hairs, then it would be chayiv even for one hair. And the Gemara says, v'davar zeh afilu b'chol aser. This is forbidden even during the weekday. To pull out a white hair amongst black hairs is biblically forbidden for a man to do. Not for a woman. Why is it biblically forbidden for a man? Shenema, because the Torah says, le'yilbesh gever simlis isha, a man is not allowed to wear women's garments, meaning a man can't do things like women do, and therefore women want to look younger, so they pull out the white hair amongst the black hairs, and therefore if a man does it, you chayiv even during the weekday to get malchus.
Is that why men shouldn't look into the mirror that much either?
In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you take Shulchan Aruch literally, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber writes in the laws of Le'yilbesh Gever, the whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about men not dressing like women. So the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch writes, a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. Why? Because in the olden times, women looked into mirrors and men didn't. So if a man looks in a mirror, he's acting like a woman. But the later codifiers write that nowadays that men look in the mirrors as much as women, if not more. So therefore, it's not forbidden. Because it's not the gzeah chayk. This is what women do, men can do it. So, but Lamashu, the din applies not only to pulling out hair. In technical halacha, women dye their hair, right, as we know. If a man dyes his hair to look young, he's also forbidden. Because Le'il Bej Gever is similar sisha. What did you want to ask? Did you want to ask something before? Okay, whatever.
I mean, dye his hair to look young. Otherwise, it's good.
What do you mean?
Just to look young.
No, why else would somebody do it? No, why should somebody do it? For what? If it's done for medical purposes, it's not a problem. If it's done to look young, that it doesn't look nice, and you have a white hair sticking out amongst all the black hair, you're not allowed to do it. What?
So if this person pulls out the black hair,
the white hair, I'm sorry. Well, it's the other way too. If you have a hair full of white,
what I meant to say is, if he pulls out the white hair, and he does it on Shabbos, is he over two Isurim?
Yeah.
He's over on two love.
Yeah.
So does he get double the Malkos? Malkos?
It's possible. Yeah. Why not?
No, I'm just asking.
If he did a b'shaygig, no, here he's speaking if he did it accidentally. Uh-huh. So then in Shabbos, he'll only bring a chatas, because chatas the Gemara says only for accident. If he did intentionally, yeah. Then he'll get Misa and Malkus, so you only get the worst of the punishments. It's called Kimle B'drabamine. If you chayiv death and Malkus, you only get death. Death and carbon, you only get death. Death and money, you only get death. You get the worst of the punishments. What? There's a lot in the Poskim about men getting dressed up in women's clothing and women getting dressed up in men's clothing and Purim, if you're allowed to or not. And a lot of Poskim scream you're not allowed to. But if a guy punks the hair and you see it, colors the hair, and it's not to look younger, you're doing it for Purim, you can't say the guy is doing it to look like a woman. He's not doing it to look like a woman. He's doing it to look crazy. You know, to look meshuga. So he's looking meshuga. But that's not, it says in the Torah, in the Teichacha, Vayisa Meshuggah. You know, you become crazy from all the crazy things that are going on. So some people think it's a mitzvah. You should be crazy. Vayisa Meshuggah. What?
Sometimes when girls' schools put on plays, the women dress like men, though. Is that a problem?
It's only allowed in the presence of women only. Because they're doing it as an act. Mm-hmm. And a lot of schools even stop that nowadays. But years ago, it used to be, that they used to do that. But people stopped doing it. Anyway, coming back here. So what do you see from the Gemara, bottom line? That the opinion is that you can have two hairs by Shabbos. And the Gemara says, this opinion says even by Karcha. So it's interesting. So really there's four opinions in the Gemara. Because the Gemara substituted two hairs for the lentil. But if you think about it, now that the Gemara is also saying an opinion that still remains with two hairs, according to that opinion, so you have a real bald spot, a bean size, a lentil size, and two hair size. So each, there's four different opinions. What would you be chayiv for balding your hair over a dead body? But the Gemara says, as far as Shabbos is concerned, you need to pull out two hairs to be chayiv. But again, any amount is forbidden. Even one hair is forbidden for anything. You don't get malchus, but it's still forbidden. Shabbos, you'd have to pull out two hairs to be chayiv. But there's a case when you take out one hair, but it's the white hair amongst the black hair, so then because it's significant for you, it's a purpose, so then you're chayiv. It's similar to another din on Shabbos, it's later, but it's very interesting. There's a din on Shabbos, if you break things, you're not chayiv. Because you're ruining things. But the Gemara says, what happens if you break, you're angry on Shabbos, and you take a dish and you break it? Then you're chayiv.
Intentionally or unintentionally?
Yeah, intentionally. Even though, normally for breaking the mekalkel, for ruining things on Shabbos, you're not chayiv. Over here the Gemara says, you fixed your anger. You fixed your anger, you calmed down, so therefore it's like tikkun, not mekalkel. It's like tikkun. So the same thing for this guy, one hair of the white hair is considered something substantial, so therefore he's chayiv. Okay. Rabbi.